Hi, friends, and welcome to another week of prayer. Today, we are going to be doing a review of the year in prayer.
You're listening to the Life in Deep Ellum podcast, exploring the sacred in art, faith, and community. Thanks for being here.
I know all of you are thinking, Rachel, we don't want a review this year. It's been awful. Oh, can you believe we are at the end of this terrible 2020? Oh my goodness. Today is December 31st. At least that's the day this is going to be released. And it's almost over. The year that would not end is almost over. And as hard as this year is, you made it. I know that there are people who didn't. And that is a deep sorrow, and I'm sure you feel it. And when we are moving into a new year, we really do benefit from looking at the previous chapter. So I'm not going to give a lot of introduction to the prayer today because I want to give more time to the actual prayer. But for this prayer, there are a couple of things that I would encourage you to have accessible. One, you need your Bible. Electronic format, physical Bible. We're going to be focusing our prayer on Psalm 139. So you could even print that off the internet if that's helpful to you so that you have a piece of paper that has the scripture and you can write on it. I would encourage you to have something to write with. You may grab your journal, a notebook, again, electronic formats for those of you who are way more high-tech than me. So, Bible, something to write with and on, and just a comfortable place where you can really settle in for this prayer. So go ahead, grab what you need, and when you're ready, we'll begin. Now that you're settled, I would encourage you to take a deep cleansing breath in through your nose and really exhale as loudly as you desire, that heavy sigh out of your mouth. So and you can stay with your breath for a few more moments. Maybe you need to let a few more of those sighs out as you prepare your heart to review this past year. As you continue to breathe, allow yourself to the degree that you are able to sit with the truth that you are always in God's loving presence. And our great God has been with you all this year long. Notice any emotions, any thoughts, any bodily sensations that rise as you accept the reality of God's loving presence having been with you this year. See those things, notice them, but don't attach to them at this moment. Allow them to pass. And see if you can connect with a deep trust that God is good, that God loves you, and that God is for you and with you. And from that place, I want us to turn to our review of the year. I would like to invite you to read with me from Psalm 139. I'm going to read it slowly and aloud. I want you to pay attention to what particularly attracts you or repels you in the following verses. You may want to make notes on the text. You may want to write prayers. Whatever helps you prayerfully enter these scriptures. Psalm 139. Read with me. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. I want you to take a few moments to read it again on your own and picture yourself standing before Jesus. I want you to read to him verses 1 through 4. Having read those verses before Jesus, notice what is in your heart as it relates to this past year. What do you need to say to our great God aloud? If nothing rises immediately, stand before Jesus and ask him if there's anything he would like you to be aware of. As you feel ready, picture Jesus now inviting you to sit with him. You are fully immersed in his loving, protective presence. Fix in your mind how you sit with him now, and imagine his gaze on you as you read verses 5 to 6 to him. You say to the Lord, You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Holding those words in your heart, I want you to consider, are there moments from this last year where you were afraid, are afraid, that Jesus was not with you? As experiences come to mind, try to picture Jesus with you then, as you've imagined him with you now. Return to those moments, picturing yourself fully immersed in his loving, protective presence. As you think back in this way, revisiting the moments in the past year where you needed Jesus to be with you, how does it feel to sit with the possibility, the reality, that he was? As you're ready, imagine yourself again sitting with Jesus now. Share with him what rises, and be open to receiving from him anything that he might want to share with you. You to imagine Jesus taking your hand, and he leads you to the edge of a mountain. I want you to imagine that it's early morning, still dark, and together you and Jesus look out across a dark horizon, waiting for the day to come. In faith, I want you to read verses 7 to 12 aloud to Jesus. Let trust build in your heart. You do not know what this next year holds. It is dark to you. But Jesus knows, and he will be with you, creating you moment by moment out of his great love. And so read verses 7 to 12 to Jesus now. How does it feel to contemplate the future with trust, believing Jesus will be with you in each moment, that our great God is full of understanding, protecting you, and will be loving you through it all. You may choose to share with Jesus what that experience is like. Or you may take a few moments to just write. Make brief notes on anything that feels of particular importance from this time of prayer. As you're ready, you can take a deep breath, receiving into yourself this invitation to trust God in the new year, and offer your amen. If you need more time, feel free to just pause this and take all the time that you need to process 2020 and to look forward to 2021. Amen. Friends, thank you for reviewing the year with me today in prayer. I'm sure you picked up on the theme that my hope is that we can learn to trust God in the present, with our past, and with the future. That rootedness in God's loving presence gives us the ability to trust Him in all things. So I have a couple of questions for you to consider as you're concluding your time of prayer. Having completed this prayerful review, what do you feel? Did anything surprise you? Did any pattern or theme emerge? If so, you may want to write more about that over the course of this next week. Something else to be considering is as you look to this next year, what do you feel most strongly that God may be inviting you into? That may show up as a desire. It may show up as sometimes strong emotion kind of become a slow pathway into understanding. So it may right now be showing up as a strong emotion. There may have been some insight that you see about this past year, and there's a grace that you know you need to ask for. So what's coming up? What do you feel strongly that God is saying, we're going to do this together in 2021? And my final encouragement is My final encouragement is to make notes on today's prayer. Allow it to be something that you can come back to and reconsider as you're moving through 2021, expanding on as you go through each month. maybe today's prayer can be a touchstone that you look at and you expand on and continues to root you in this deep trust of God's loving presence. Well, friends, I think this is a good way for us to end our 2020 weeks of prayer. Thank you so much. Oh my goodness, I never knew when we started this in March that we would have gone on such a journey together. I am excited to see where prayer leads us in 2021. I love you, friends. I trust that you are loving one another well. Happy New Year.